654-9659.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of Your Defending Fathers on this Wednesday, March 4th, 2026 edition. Governor Gretchen Whitmer giving her State of the State address, her very first bullet point legislative agenda for this year, literacy, teaching our children how to read. Being 44th in the country when it comes to third grade reading levels is not acceptable. Well, there's a way to teach reading that is absolutely 100% fail-proof. It is guaranteed to teach young people how to read. And it has some history to it. Do you guys realize that at the founding of our country, and I know Democrats are not going to want to hear this, but at the founding of our country, the colonies were basically Christians. Here are the numbers. In the year 1776, when we declared our independence from Great Britain, and went to war in the Revolutionary War, there was 2.5 million people in the 13 colonies. 98.4% were Protestant Christians. 1.4% were Catholic Christians. That adds up to 99.8% of our population in this country, in our colonies, were Christians. 0.2%, a very, very, very small minority, belonged to other religions or were non-religious. America's early colleges in the 1600s. Harvard, for example. Dartmouth. Brown. College of William and Mary. Many of the colleges that were originally founded, Rutgers, there's a whole list of them here. In the 1600s, every single one of them was a Bible college. That's a fact. Harvard University in 1636. Folks, this is 140 years before our Declaration of Independence. It was listed as, quote, a new college. Do you know what their motto was? Veritas. In Latin, translates in English to the truth. The purpose? To establish a literate clergy. They wanted to educate pastors, ministers for churches in America. What was their mission statement that year in 1636? Let every student be plainly instructed and considered well trained that the end of his life and studies is to know God and Jesus Christ, which is eternal life. and therefore to lay Jesus the Christ at the bottom as the foundation of all sound learning and knowledge at this institution. That was their mission statement. Harvard, are you kidding me? The year of our Declaration of Independence. The public schools, they were in churches. In 1776, almost all public schools were in churches. They were founded for the purpose of instilling Christianity into the students. Massachusetts Bay Colony in 1647 passed an act, the Old Deluder Satan. It actually read, quote, "It being one chief project of that of the old deluder Satan to keep men from the knowledge of the scriptures, it is therefore ordered that every township in this jurisdiction is hereby required. Towns of 50 or more families must hire a teacher. Every town of 100 or more families must build and maintain a school." That's how important they felt it was back then. Well, how did they teach kids how to read? They initially started off with the Bible. But then they changed it and came out with, in 1690, which was used, folks, listen to this, all the way until 1930, was called the New England Primer. That was the book. And if you open it up, they taught the ABCs. A, in Adam's fall, we sinned all. B, heaven to find, the Bible mind. C, Christ crucified, for sinners died. D, the deluge that drowned the earth around. It goes on and on and on, all the way through Z, using scripture to teach the ABCs. They taught the ABCs, folks, back then, to three-year-olds. Three. Three-year-olds knew their alphabet using the New England Primer. And also, in 1783, again through the early 1900s, Noah Webster, he came out with a book called The Blueback Speller. Later, it was retitled The American Spelling Book. Specifically, a page taken out of his book, The American Spelling Book. Lessons of easy words to teach children to read and to know their duty. Lesson one, no man may put off the law of God. My joy is in his law all the day long. Oh, may I not go in the way of sin. Let me not go in the way of ill men. It goes on and on and on and ends up with this last exact reading from chapter 4 of this lesson plan. Rest in the Lord and mind his word. May you stand, hold fast that the law is good. You must not tell a lie nor do any hurt. We must let no man hurt us, and we must not hurt any man. Most of this lesson plan are three-letter words. May man put off law, God, joy, day, may, sin. This whole four lesson plan, folks, in 1824 was teaching kids how to read three letter words based on principles found in the Bible. 1836 all the way until 1960 was the McGuffey's readers. Here's a lesson plan from there. On page 54 of the McGuffey's Reader Primer, first edition, "Oh my God, do not allow me to sin. Help me to do as I am told. Let me do unto others as I would have them do unto me. Our God can see all that we do. God has an ear to all that we say. Let all I do be fit for his eyes." The words they were going to teach on page 55: sin, I, one, can, his, did, you, who, see, but, may, men. God can see all. Who can see God? ? Not one. Do not sin, for God can see you. Men may not see you, but the eye of God is on you. McGuffey's Primer, 1836. Why did they do that? These are the methods that our founding fathers learned how to read. Everything was based in the Bible because they created the laws of our country. Declaration of Independence, the U.S. Constitution. For you to understand what they wrote in the Declaration of Independence, for you to understand how and why they created the words they chose for the U.S. Constitution, you need to understand the foundation under which they learned how to read. The Christian moral values that was instilled in them when they were 3 years old. This goes all the way back to the 1600s. I can guarantee all of our founding fathers were born after that. In 1776, the average age of our founding fathers was in the 30s. Benjamin Franklin screwed it up, being the oldest. It was all the foundation on which they learned how to read, how they learned how to educate themselves, for them to be able to study great societies that have failed in the past. The Roman Empire, the Greeks. They knew their history because they knew how to read. And their reading was based and taught to them using the Bible. New England Primer, McGuffey's Primer, that's how they did it. We need to get back to that with our kids today. Final segment, we'll be right back.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's Good Words, Positive Thinking, and Daily Pep Talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. I'll fight for election integrity like no one else. Only U.S. citizens should vote, and I know how to secure our elections. No more fraud, no more doubts. Every legal vote will count. Delegates, endorse me at the March convention to restore trust in our elections, and together we'll make Michigan red again. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevinformi.com.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hear ye, hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Final segment, just to wrap up this history lesson in how to teach babies. I'm talking 2, 3, 4 years old, how to read. If we go back to doing it the way our founding fathers learned how to read, we would then understand and have the moral clarity to understand their civil languages. The actual words that they used to write our Declaration of Independence, our Constitution, our Bill of Rights. If we raise our young people to learn how to read the way they did, they would then understand the morality and understand that the rights that are in those documents came from God. They don't come from men. They don't come from government. Our founding fathers understood that because of the way they were educated. The founding first president of our country, General George Washington, quote, "You would do well to wish to learn our arts and ways of life, and above all, the religion of Jesus Christ. These will make you a greater and happier people than you are." That's the problem. Most people in this country aren't happy. The division that we have in this country right now, I believe, comes down to people that are happy versus people that aren't happy. And they've turned it into Democrats versus Republicans. Well, listen back to a state oath of office from Pennsylvania back in the 1836 time frame as to when they wrote this oath of office. In Pennsylvania, we will have 8 delegates, 2 Quakers, three Episcopalians, one deist, one Roman Catholic, and one Presbyterian. They didn't say we will have four Democrats and four Republicans. They said and stated the specific religions of the delegates. The delegates, in taking oath of office, will repeat the following words. Quote, I do believe in one God, the creator of the universe, governor of the earth, the rewarder to the good and punisher of the wicked. And I do acknowledge the scriptures of the Old and New Testament to be given by and through his divine inspiration, end quote, is the oath of office they had to take. Could you imagine an oath of office like that? Okay, I got a test, a little question for you guys. Who said, give me liberty or give me death? Real quick, you got about 5 seconds to text me. Yep, Patrick Henry. Doug, up in Cedarville, got it. What else did Patrick Henry say? Quote, it cannot be emphasized too strongly or too often that this great nation was founded not by religionists, but by Christians. Not on religions, but on the gospel of Jesus Christ. For this very reason, peoples of other faiths have been afforded asylum, prosperity, and freedom to worship here. Not freedom from religion, freedom of religion. It's in our First Amendment of the Bill of Rights. But again, you have to understand, at the founding, all of our schools were Christian and were held in, took their classes in a church. Our first public university colleges were all Christian Bible colleges. Our country was overwhelmingly Christian. Our leaders overwhelmingly Christian. We were uniquely a Christian-founded nation, unlike what President Barack Hussein Obama said. You have to understand this basis, folks, and where did it come from, and who did our founding fathers learn from? Samuel Rutherford, 1600 to 1661. John Locke, 1632 to 1704. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Sound familiar? Yeah, Thomas Jefferson stole it from John Locke. The history, folks. And teaching the kids how to read the right words with the right values behind it will help them understand their rights that are in our documents and give them their freedom and liberties back. That's what we have to do. But of course, Governor Whitmer would never consider doing that. That's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll, and 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a wonderful Wednesday, everybody.